Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the wonderful devotees and students for our guest for our today's prerana. The topic is living and growing with others. We'll begin with invocation prayers and then we'll continue our class. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna. We also request devotees to put their mobile phones either on silent mode or on they can switch it off.
I'll begin with myself. Hare Krishna. This is a very interesting topic. I've been reading some books recently. I will soon tell you which books. No secrets. And in this book, I learned a lot about the concept of living, how to make a life, and also growing, how to live with others, right? Being successful and also staying successful. So, I would like to share some experience which I received from some devotees about Gaur Gopalpur's latest book. You must be knowing about his book, Life's Amazing Secrets. So, before the book actually got launched, there was a pre-order section, right? There's called a pre-order before the book actually comes. And someone told me that 22,000 books were pre-ordered. And the book dekha hi nahi aur pehle book kar diya. Even the publishers, they were surprised. Because generally, such a big order comes only when something exciting has to be there, you know, for the young people to be attracted. Some sensational, some romance, some fictional, you know. There are many fictional books which are printed by the same publishers. They are They are top people now. That books really sell a lot. But first time ever, a self-help book got such a big pre-order. And that too by a monk, by a sadhu, by a ISKCON devotee. So it was surprising for everyone. It actually shook all the records. And even today now it's still growing. They already reached more than 2 lakh sales. And I was wondering that why people are really looking for that book. In fact, I was told when I went to recently on a book distribution campaign that somewhere in Haji Ali, someone was distributing books of Gaur Gopalpu, no ISKCON devotee, just a vendor. And he was distributing books for a very pretty less price. So market rate was 250 or 190 somewhere in Amazon, and he was distributing for 80 rupees. I'm like, 80 rupees kaise aa gaya? To malum pada uska bhi duplicate kar diya unhone. Market itna strong hai ki people duplicated his books. So I was wondering why this book became so popular. It's a self-help book, but based on spiritual codes. Because that is the need of our. People are bored by fictional stories, romance, and all those stuff. Bahut ho gaya abhi. अरे मेरे जीवन में कुछ चेंज नहीं हो रहा है, एंटरटेनमेंट हो रहा है, एजुकेशन नहीं हो रहा है. पीपल आर रीडिंग बुक्स लाइक एनीथिंग, ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग लाइव्स. सो देयरफॉर टुडेज प्रेजेंटेशन इज मोर और लेस बेस्ड ऑन सच हेल्प बुक्स ऑफ हेल्पिंग ईच अदर, हाउ वी कैन लिव इन आवर लाइफ एंड ग्रो इन आवर लाइफ. एवरी वन वॉन्ट्स टू बी वेरी कॉन्फिडेंट इन हिज लाइफ, राइट? बट इट्स नॉट ईजी. One time a patient, he was about to be operated. He was on the operation table. And doctor came inside. And doctor saw the patient. Patient was very nervous. And doctor said, Ashok, ghabrao mat. Ashok, ghabrao mat. Ye operation chota hai. Sab theek ho jayega. The patient said, thank you doctor. Lekin doctor, mera naam Ashok nahi hai. डॉक्टर बोला मेरा नाम अशोक है. सो डॉक्टर इज ट्राइंग टू बूस्ट हिज ओन कॉन्फिडेंस बिफोर द ऑपरेशन. सो एवरीवन इज ट्राइंग टू बी कॉन्फिडेंट. इट लुक्स लाइक वन इज गिविंग कॉन्फिडेंस टू अदर्स, बट एवरीवन इज लैकिंग कॉन्फिडेंस. नो वन हैज 100% कॉन्फिडेंस. सो नो वन कैन क्लेम दैट ही इज 100% परफेक्ट. इज एनीवन हियर हु इज 100% परफेक्ट? एक भी नहीं. क्या बात है यार. वेरी वेरी रेयरली, नॉट इवन रेयरली, यू नॉट फाइंड एनीवन 100% परफेक्ट. बट वी एक्सपेक्ट एवरीवन टू बी 100% परफेक्ट बट अस. बाकी सब लोग 100% होना चाहिए, मुझे कंसेशन चलेगा. सो इन द वर्ल्ड वेर वी स्टे वी नीड टू बैलेंस, वी नीड टू बी रियली बैलेंस्ड. सो देयरफॉर देयर इज अ सेइंग लाइक गौर गोपाल पू मेंशंस इन हिज बुक, Stop going through life, start growing through life. So we are going through life, right? We're doing our career, education, our job, profession. But apart from going through life, there should be also growing while we are going. Because you see, life is not about just what I want, but life is all about where we stay in an environment. It is not just always what I want. We have to also consider what everyone wants. And that's called a community building. Staying in a community, staying in a family, staying in a place. We are together. We are never alone. So today, in our presentation, we will focus on two things. One is how to go through life. And next is how to grow through life. So let's begin with how to go through life. So my presentation is based on three self-help books. One is Gaur Gopal Poo's Amazing Secrets. Second is Shubhulas Prabhu's Open-Eyed Meditation. And third is Brajvihari Prabhu's Are You Connected? Are You Connected? My main presentation will be based on this book. This book is also available today downstairs for you at a very discount price. But these are three books I referred to make this presentation, and I was personally nourished. I never thought that I'll get so much of enrichment and education from this book. So first, let us focus on to go up in life. To go up in life is to make a living, right? Everyone wants to make his life successful. Everyone wants to reach his goals. Everyone wants to aim high. Everyone wants to reach to the top. Everyone wants to be successful in life. So everyone is achieving higher aims. However, many people think that when I am successful, I do not need explanation. Only when I fail, I need explanations. Why I failed. People do not work on why, how to be successful, but more work on how I can avoid failures. Most of the time people are focusing on that. How to avoid failures, how to avoid failures. But success is a positive thing, where no one is focusing on how to be successful actually. Often people think, success mein kya hai? Just work hard and you will be successful. But is it like that? I would say, success is a different ball game altogether. Not just hard work, there are many more ingredients. Okay, success is like making khichdi. It's like making khichdi. Khichdi banaya kabhi? Khichdi khaya kya nahi? Khichdi mein kya kya hota hai? Sab kuch hota hai. Bocha kucha sab dal lete. Are wo khichdi nahi re. Real khichdi bol raha hu. Khichdi mein kya kya hota hai? Dal hota hai. Chawal hota hai. Baad mein vegetable hota hai. Baad mein बस नमक होता है और चौथा क्या होता है हल्दी होता है कि नहीं जल्दी बोल नहीं रहे कोई सो इंग्रीडिएंट इवन टू मेक खिचड़ी यू हैव टू बी परफेक्ट यू नीड टू नो व्हाट इज इंग्रीडिएंट दाल राइस नमक और हल्दी ऊपर सब्जी डाल सकते हैं आप मिर्ची भी अभी मुझे बोलो इफ यू वांट टू मेक खिचड़ी Which is the most important item in khichdi? Namak, rice, all items. Any other options? Dal, pani. Achha cook bhi hona chahiye na cooking karne ke liye. Aadmi ko aana chahiye cooking karne ke liye. Gas. Everything is important in khichdi. No one can say this is the most important. Namak is the most important. ठीक है आपको नमक ऐसे घोल के दे देते हैं हम लोग खाएंगे नमक नहीं चावल तो चाहिए और चावल नमक दे दे कैसा होगा नहीं दाल भी चाहिए चावल दाल नमक दे दिया आप बोलेंगे अरे हल्दी नहीं है पीली खिचड़ी होती है सफेद खिचड़ी खिलाया एवरीथिंग इज इंपॉर्टेंट नाउ इफ एवरीथिंग इज इंपॉर्टेंट कैन एवरीथिंग बी ऑन हैविंग सेम क्वांटिटी जितना दाल हम सब इक्वल है ना सबको इक्वल देना चाहिए तो दाल इक्वल टू राइस इक्वल टू नमक इक्वल टू हल्दी चलेगा ऐसा खिचड़ी नमक कितना होता है बहुत कम होता है दिखता भी नहीं हो लेकिन इंपॉर्टेंट है ना नमक नहीं डाला तो कैसे मालूम पड़ जाता है अरे नमक डाला नहीं इसमें कुछ कम है टेस्ट होता है उससे नमक डाला दाल डाला लेकिन राइस डाला नहीं तो कैसे होगा खिचड़ी में तो राइस तो होना चाहिए राइस का खिचड़ी होता है ना थोड़ी दाल का खिचड़ी होता है दाल तो मिक्स करते हैं उसमें मेन इंग्रेडिएंट राइस है सो खिचड़ी हैज एवरीथिंग बट एवरीथिंग हैज देयर ओन क्वांटिटी राइट उसी तरह हमारे जीवन में बहुत सारे लोग हैं कुछ लोग राइस की तरह है कुछ लोग दाल की तरह है कुछ लोग नमक की तरह है लेकिन सब लोग इंपॉर्टेंट है That's called success. So, rice, dal, turmeric and salt makes a khichdi. Similarly, success is also made of four ingredients. The first ingredient, talent. Success composes of this ingredient called as talent. Aajkal talent ka bahut bolbala chal raha hai. Sab jagah India has got talent. Asia has got talent. Europe has got talent. I went to Africa. Africa has got talent. So talent talent bahar nikal rahe. So everyone's looking for talent. Something new. Something spectacular. Something amazing. Right? I was going through a wonderful article. I'll read this for you. Talent. I preferred reading than to speak. Today there is a lot of talent in how one can design nails, nakhun. In modern days, lot of care is given for the beauty of the nails, both of hands and the feet. There are dedicated salons and boutiques for nail care in many countries. The cosmetic treatment of feet and toe nails is called pedicure. Kya? Kitna acha naam hai, pedicure. In US alone, there are 56,000 nail saloons. Baal ka nahi, nail ka saloon. In 2017, approximately $8.53 billion were spent on nail saloon services in USA. Nail technician is by itself a profession. There are even diploma courses offered in nail technology. But taking these courses, one becomes a certified nail technician. Note kar lijiye. Nail technology is a booming business. And a lot of demands, even when when global recession was there, and there were layoffs, still nail technicians were in high demand. Amazing. More. Nail experts come up with variety of designs for decorating toenails and feet nails. Even season-specific designs are there, such as for Christmas, Republic Day, summer holidays, spring designs. The nail experts paint the toenails and foot nails with Christmas tree, national flag, flowers, Mickey Mouse, animals, rainbow, and various other themes. People express their love for animals, flowers, by making designs in their toenail. There are separate kits for nail art designs, and there are heavy charges for making these designs on the toe and foot nail. In fashion parades, models, they put toenails, and therefore they don't wear shoes. Shoe pehna dikhega nahi na? He's thinking, itna talent hai, koi nakhun kaatne wala hoga India mein, usko bhi bahut chance hai. हाथ से काटने वाला, मुंह से काटने वाला, जो भी है, सर वेरी बैड हैबिट्स, बट ही कैन आल्सो बिकम अ नेल टेक्नीशियन. दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग, एवरीवेयर देयर आर टैलेंट्स टुडे. आपकी जो खूबी है, कल आपका करियर बन सकता है. हाँ, बस आपको ग्राहक ढूंढना है. सो लाइक आई वॉज इन कलकत्ता सम फ्यू मंथ्स बैक, एंड I saw an amazing thing. In ISKCON Calcutta, they have temple, like temple is there. Then devotees are in the temple. They are hearing the Bhagavatam class in the morning on Sunday. So when devotees come, then they also bring the children, right? The children don't sit in Bhagavatam class. They have their own place, you know, where they play and they just shout loudly. They want a place to just gala open. So there is a small courtyard in temple there. But that courtyard is very close to the temple, and there is a window also which oversees. So the kids sometimes, they shout so loudly that it comes to the Bhagavatam class, it disturbs them. So some devotee has to run down and say, hey, chup bato. Theek hai, theek hai. Bas 15 minute ke baad fir se zor se chalu awaaz. So what to do? So one talented devotee, he decided to invent a new system. In that courtyard there is a big tree. So he put a big Rakshas ka, this mascot face, on the tree. Okay? And all the kids were trained, you know, all the parents were trained to tell the kids, aap yahan khel rahe ho, jor se masti karenge to dekh raha hai. Wo kaun dekh raha hai? Wo Rakshas dekh raha hai. Sabko dekh raha hai. Aur wo aapka naam bhi janta hai. Chilla ke bolega, और आप नहीं सुधरोगे तो नीचे आके पकड़ लेगा. kids thought ऐसे बोल रहे वो तो. Now what happened inside the mascot, the face, there were two cameras on the eyes, CCTV. And this one devotee was sitting in Bhagavatam class, he had on laptop. And you would see all the kids playing BGH mein. And there was decibel sound also available. Kitna bada awaaz aa raha hai. And he had a mic also. Aur exactly jahan uska muh tha na, aur rakshas ka, wahan speaker bhi tha. So if one of the boys or girls, they shout loudly, you would say, ha 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 ha. Sonu awaaz kar raha hai, kha lunga. And the kids would get frightened. My God, he's talking also. And exactly knows my name also. From that day onwards, the children were playing, but they were playing softly. What a talent. Koi socha kya aapne? Out of box. Koi jaane zarurat nahi hai. Upar se sab dikh raha hai. Camera mein sab aa raha hai. Aur yahan se mic mein bol raha hai. Alag awaaz mein. I said, really? People have got talent. So India mein bolte jugaad. Kitne talented hai. लेकिन टैलेंट ही काफी है क्या? वन टाइम वन मैन वन बॉय वेंट फॉर इंटरव्यू स्टूडेंट यू नो जस्ट पास्ड आउट सो इंटरव्यू आस क्या अपेक्षा है व्हाट डू यू वांट सेड 1 लाख पर मंथ 1 लाख पर फ्रेशर है अभी 1 लाख मेरा डिग्री देखो मेरा सब देखो सब फर्स्ट क्लास आया है तो 1 लाख चाहिए तो इंटरव्यू बोला देखो तो फ्रेशर है एक काम करते हैं यू लुक वेरी डायनामिक वेरी कॉन्फिडेंट सो लेट्स बिगिन 50,000 रुपीज 50,000 रुपीज विल बिगिन विल सी योर परफॉर्मेंस आफ्टर 1 ईयर विल मेक इट 1 लाख चलेगा क्या परफेक्ट स्टूडेंट से चलेगा सो व्हेन यू आर ज्वाइनिंग आफ्टर 1 ईयर आफ्टर 1 ईयर कितना सैलरी था 1 लाख So people are talented today, but there is an important need also to know that talent is just one ingredient. Khichdi kisse banti hai? Sabse banti hai, sab cheezon se. Talent akele se sab hoga nahi. In his book, Shubhalas who mentions, Open End Meditation, talent can bring you to the bridge of success. Can bring you to the bridge of success. But if you want to cross over, you require something else. Talent can bring you to the bridge of success. But if you want to cross over, you need attitude. Sutra 2. Actually, I forgot to mention one thing. Talent. Sometimes a person may have talent. But his talent may backfire also. People sometimes see, "Arey, isme itna paisa hai, chalo main bhi lagata usme." And they invest. And what happens? One person's food is second person's poison, right? It doesn't work like that. Like one, I got a video from somewhere in Africa. And one man, he got an idea when he saw in street signals. In street signals, the cars are waiting, you know. So there are some children, you know, orphan children. They run around, they clean the screen. Like this, of the windshield. Car ka screens. And they ask, give me something. And this way they earn money. Because the cars are waiting. So he decided, wow, cat idea, you know. You just clean the car screen and what will happen? You get money. So we'll see what happens. Sometimes your talents can also backfire. So be careful. Along with talent, we also require the inner attitude in our hearts. Right? Attitude. People take pride in their success. great people call, those who take pride in success are orphans. Kaun hai wo? Orphans. And those who get depressed in their failures, they are beggars. If you are successful and you take pride, you are orphan. Kyunki aas paas koi nahi aapke rahenge. You are very proud. But if you are depressed in your failure, then you become a beggar. You don't have anything in your life. Therefore, life is all about equanimity between success and failure. When there is an equanimity between success and failure, that brings in stability in life. So, attitude is very important. See, one important thing which you also know, that in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, this age is called as the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Kali Yuga. Bhagavatam mentions that of all ages, this is the worst of ages. We think we are the best, you know, 21st century. But as per Bhagavatam, it is the worst. In the 11th canto, it is mentioned that great souls, they are glorifying Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. People in Satyuga are so good, Treta Yuga are so good, Dwapar are so good. And when it comes to Kali Yuga, they start saying that people in Kali Yuga are worst. Now, the seers are very positive people, you know. They always see positivity in others. But in Kali Yuga, they don't see any positivity. And they mention why. And they mention one important thing is Kali Yuga, people do not want good advice. They want to give good advice, but they don't want to listen good advice. People in Kali Yuga, in this age, do not want to listen. They want to contribute more. So I congratulate all of you for last 15-20 minutes you're listening to me. And you're going to listen for almost 1 hour now. It is not a sign of Kali Yuga. Satyananda was mentioning me the other day that he went for a university program to preach. And after 2-3 classes, the students were not coming. So kisne pucha, kya ho gaya, kyun nahi aa rahe? Lecture acha nahi hai? Lecture acha hai, lekin Prabhuji bol rahe, humko chance nahi mil rahe bolne ko. People want to contribute, people want to listen, people want to speak rather than hear. And if someone is giving good advice, then they don't want to hear at all. In fact, they chastise that person. One time, one small child, you know, he was eating chocolate. He was eating one chocolate, he had chocolates in his pocket, here, this pocket, and every time removing one chocolate and eating so many chocolates, consuming chocolate after chocolate. So a nice gentleman, grandfather person, no? He came and said, beta, chocolate nahi khana chahiye. Chocolate khane se daat sad jayenge. So this boy became very annoyed. Aage advice de rahe mujhe. तो क्या पूछते हैं ग्रैंडफादर को, आपका उम्र कितना है, आपकी एज कितनी है? बोला ऐसा एज पूछ रहे हैं? तो बोला 70 इयर्स. अच्छा, माय ग्रैंडफादर ही लिव्ड फॉर 90 इयर्स. कौन बोल रहा है? बच्चा बोल रहा है, माय ग्रैंडफादर लिव्ड फॉर 90 इयर्स. एंड डू यू नो द सीक्रेट ऑफ हिज 90 इयर्स? यस यस, टेल मी. ही नेवर पोक्ड इन अदर्स बिजनेस. वो किसी और में टांग डाला नहीं उसने. सो पीपल डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू हियर गुड एडवाइस, स्पेशली पीपल दोज एल्डरली, दे विल एक्चुअली एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ दिस. पीपल डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू हियर गुड एडवाइस. टूडेज वर्ल्ड इज जस्ट डू इट, राइट? आवर लाइफ स्टाइल इज ऑल अबाउट जो लगा अच्छा करो. ऑल दिस एडवर्टाइजमेंट यू सी ऑन बिल बोर्ड्स, द फिल्म्स, द बॉलीवुड टाइटल्स, टी शर्ट स्लोगन्स. Sometimes smile at each other, उन्होंने क्या टी शर्ट में लिखा है, लेकिन क्यों लिखा है? क्योंकि हमारा वो मोटो है हमारे जीवन का, राइट? इफ समथिंग ऑड इज रिटन टी शर्ट, वी स्माइल, वी डोंट ग्राउंड, वी डोंट बिकम एंग्री. वाई? बिकॉज वी रिलेट टू दैट. वी आर इन ए कल्चर वेयर वी अप्रिशिएट फ्रीडम, नो ऑब्स्टिकल्स, नो ऑपरेशन, जस्ट टू वॉट इज वॉट यू फील लाइक. हु केयर्स? एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ अदर आई विल डू वॉट आई लाइक. I will live at the cost of others. If I get enjoyment, if others suffer, no problem. As long as I am enjoying. Like one devotee went to his village once. And this devotee would go out in the pastures, go to the river. So he would see an old man, very old man, sitting near the ghat of the river every day. Subah se leke sham tak. And he was watching, there a big bridge was going across Ganga river. And he was watching all the gadi was going from one end to another, you know. Aur subah se leke sham tak udhar baitha tha. Wohi dekhte hue. Every day. 4-5 din ke baad, then he thought, puchna chahiye ki aap itna din kya karte hai itna din baith ke. बोले अंकल आप क्या करते बैठ के यहां पर दिखता नहीं क्या मैं देख रहा हूं ब्रिज की तरफ देख रहा हूं ब्रिज की तरफ देख रहे हैं लेकिन पूरा दिन क्यों देख रहे हैं आप ब्रिज की तरफ क्या मिल रहा है आपको ब्रिज की तरफ देख रहा हूं कैसे एक गाड़ी यहां से वहां जा रहा है और वहां की गाड़ी यहां से यहां जा रही है लेकिन रोज क्यों देख रहे हैं पता नहीं मैं सोच रहा हूं एक दिन मैं देखते देखते शायद ब्रिज वो गिर जाएगा तो कितना अच्छा लगेगा ना ब्रिज गिर रहा है और वो एक गाड़ी जाते जाते नीचे गंगा में गिर रही है कितना आनंद आएगा सो यू आर जस्ट इमेजिंग ही इज एंटीसिपेटिंग अ हैप्पीनेस वेयर ही इज सीइंग नाउडेज पीपल विल एंटीसिपेट दैट आल्सो मोबाइल में फोटो भी निकाल लेंगे गिर रहा ब्रिज नो डू नथिंग फोटो निकाल के उसको पोस्ट कर देंगे फेसबुक ट्विटर सब पे आई वॉज द फर्स्ट वन सो ही इज ऑन द सेम कल्चर इज अफेक्टेड बाय आवर कल्चर सो ही सेइंग दैट मैं वेट कर रहा हूं ब्रिज गिर गया तो कैसे गाड़ी नीचे गिरी गंगा पीठी So then the boy said, what if the bridge falls and the first car which falls down, it belongs to your son-in-law, Jamaica. So he said, what? Shubh bolo, aisa hi bola nahi chahiye kabhi. And this man, this boy said, you are experiencing or expecting happiness at the cost of others. But if that some other person is your own relative, you don't want that, right? People are so dumb today. That they want enjoyment at the cost of others, but no enjoyment at the cost of his own family members. Just imagine if everyone is staying in this own egocentric world, what will happen? कोई किसी का सोचेगा ही नहीं, अपने बारे में सोचेगा. Therefore, it's very important to have a good attitude. We need to know that we can't have everything in our life. There is always something which we lack in our life. For example, let's see this video. Can we have all that, everything? No. Our life has to be always balanced. So, I'll now give you an example of Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, there are two personalities who are very well known archers. One is Karna, other is Arjuna. Talent-wise, both Hare Krishna. Talent-wise, both Karna and Arjuna were equally talented. No difference. But why did Krishna choose Arjuna and not Karna? Arjuna had talent. Arjuna also had a good attitude. Karna lacked that. Arjuna, when he was successful, he did not boast. And when he failed, he did not lament. He stood up, ready to again change himself. But in Karna's case, whenever he performed well, he boasted. And he wanted people around him to cheer. He wanted some partner to say, well done, well done. He was looking for that. And he found Duryodhan doing it. So he became very good friends with Duryodhan. Duryodhan and Karna's friends were not like, you know, those, you know, friends where they are ready to do anything for each other. No. Duryodhan knew Karna's weakness. And Karna knew Duryodhan's weakness. So both were supporting each other's weakness. They were not strong friends like what Arjuna and Krishna were. So when it comes to friendship, people remember Arjuna and Krishna. They don't remember Duryodhan and Karna. Because the friendship was based on, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. So Karna, when he became very successful, he wanted some boast. He wanted some push. But when he was unsuccessful, he would lament and always curse the destiny. It is all because of destiny. I was born in a low family and this and that. And therefore Karna used his talents to shield his weaknesses. And that is the reason Karna had talent but did not have wisdom. So Krishna, we need to have in our life people who are like Krishna and who are Krishna's representatives, who will always teach us what is good attitude. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Malaysia and there was one lady, Mataji, she was cooking some prasadam for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was about to fly to some other country. So she was about to pack something for Prabhupada. And she was cooking samosas. She was cooking samosas, hot samosas offered, and then she was putting in the pot. And she was about to pack those. So she was putting samosas there. Prabhupada came in the kitchen, saw the samosas. Prabhupada said, very nice. Prabhupada picked one samosa. And Prabhupada ate one samosa. Said, very nice. Then she made another samosa. She wanted to keep three samosas. Prabhupada took one. So she made another one samosa. Prabhupada picked up that, ate that samosa also. And eventually Prabhupada ate all three samosas. Prabhupada, this is for your journey, not for eating now. Prabhupada said, it's okay, I liked it, so I ate now. So then she became very proud from inside, you know. Maybe I am the best cook, you know. That Prabhupada cannot even wait. This is for Prabhupada only. He's supposed to eat that samosa on the airplane. But now he is so much fascinated by my samosa that he wants to eat it here. So out of that whole thing she asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who is your best cook? Who is your best cook? And what is the answer she was expecting? You, right? Prabhupada said, no one. I am myself the best cook. So here Prabhupada saw that she was doing some talented service, but her attitude was very egoistic. So people like Prabhupada are needed in our life to exactly check our signals, like a litmus paper, blue to red, red to blue, and tell us, "Arey bhai, gaadi kahin aur chalegi, track pe aa jao." Therefore, our attitude is very important. Therefore, it is saying, talent will take you to the bridge of success. Attitude will make you cross the bridge of success. But is dal and rice enough in khichdi? We want something which is smaller also, right? Bigger things are aagaya, abhi talent aagaya, attitude aagaya. Abhi chota chota cheez bhi important hai. What is a chota cheez? Sutra 3, character. Character will help us to continue crossing the bridge of many successful careers. There is a saying in English, if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if character is lost, everything is lost. This is an old saying. Update ho gaya hai bahut sara cheez. Today, in modern generation, they call it Generation X, Generation Y, Gen Y. They say, if character is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if wealth is lost, everything is lost. This is today's generation. I was called for conducting a interactive seminar in one very prestigious engineering college in Mumbai. And before that I went to meet the principal, the director of the college rather, Mr. Mukhopadhyay. He was a double PhD from USA and he was a principal, director actually of the institute. And he said, I am very happy because, you know, I am in a teaching field for a very long time and I have interacted with many ISKCON preachers. I really appreciate your help, that you come all the way, spend your time, energy, expecting nothing from students, just want to give some values to them. And then he told me, today our students need this kind of seminars. There should be seminars every day, apart from their regular course books. And then he mentioned to me that our students, they lack a very important thing in their life, role models. Unki paas role model hi hai, kisko follow karne ka hai. Then he mentioned, When I was a young man, I had role models. When I was a teenage, I had that role model, and that role model continued to be my role model till my old age, even today also. Ek hi role model raha hai. Usi ko maine bahut appreciate kiya, follow kiya. And then he told me, sadly today, in today's young generation, there are role models, but they are fleeting, changing role models. Aaj jo role model uska hai, 4 महीने के बाद कोई और रोल मॉडल, क्योंकि वो पुराना रोल मॉडल ने गड़बड़ कर दिया, कुछ तो हो गया, निकल गया, नया आ गया. सो इन दिस चेंजिंग रोल मॉडल्स, हाउ कैन समवन बी कॉन्स्टेंट? हाउ कैन समवन डेवलप कैरेक्टर व्हेन हिज ओन रोल मॉडल गोज डाउन बिकॉज ऑफ लेस कैरेक्टर? ही कम्स ऑन द स्काई होराइजन बिकॉज ऑफ सम सर्टन टैलेंट्स, सर्टन एटीट्यूड्स, बट कैन नॉट रिमेन देयर बिकॉज ऑफ द कैरेक्टर. इनफैक्ट आज के जो जमाने में कैरेक्टर वर्ड ही अलग हो गया है. इट हैज बिकम अ स्लैंग वर्ड, है ना? कैरेक्टर का ओरिजिनल मीनिंग कुछ और है, और आजकल कैरेक्टर कहीं का ऐसा बोलते हैं ना, कैरेक्टर आ गया, हेलो ये भी कैरेक्टर आ गया. हैव यू हर्ड दिस वर्ड कैरेक्टर? हाउ वेरी वेरी लूजली वी यूज द वर्ड कैरेक्टर. द ओरिजिनल वर्ड इज वेरी वेरी हाई रेटेड वर्ड, बट द वे द वर्ड इज यूज इज लाइक अ नॉट अ वैल्यूड वर्ड, ज्यादा इंपॉर्टेंट नहीं है. सो नाउ वी हैव सॉ टैलेंट, एटीट्यूड एंड कैरेक्टर. सो कैरेक्टर कीप्स यू रिपीटेडली सक्सेसफुल, बट देर इज वन मोर थिंग, द लास्ट वन, विच इज इनविजिबल लाइक द सॉल्ट, दैट कीप्स ऑल दिस थ्री मूविंग परफेक्टली वेल. इट्स लाइक अ कैटलिस्ट, यू नो कैटलिस्ट, इट हेल्प्स इन अ केमिकल रिएक्शन. इफ केमिकल रिएक्शन टेक्स अ लॉन्ग टाइम, यू पुट अ कैटलिस्ट, इट विल टेक शॉर्ट टाइम एंड वर्क्स वेरी फास्ट. So there is one special catalyst which is invisible, and like mathematics we have that number is x, and then you find out what that x is. So last we are talking about that x factor, and that sutra 4 is grace of higher power. In Mahabharat, during the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna knew that one new warrior is coming to join the battle. This warrior's name was Barbaric. So Krishna, before he came to battle of Kurukshetra, he went and intercepted him some other place. Krishna went in the form of Brahmana, changed his form and went. So Barbaric saw Brahmana. He had some culture. He offered respects. So as Brahmana, Krishna asked him, "Are aap kaun ho, itne bade hai aap?" Vishal, he was actually a big bodied man, something like Ghatotkach, you know, a huge figure. Soon as Krishna talked to him and got all his secrets out, Krishna came to know that he has 3 mystical arrows, and if he uses those arrows in anyone, that person will be killed, gone. And one arrow is enough to cause havoc in the battle of Kurukshetra, what to speak of 3 arrows. So Krishna was thinking, let me check, what is the intent of those arrows? Why is coming to battle of Kurukshetra? So Krishna asked him, "You are very powerful, mystic. Itna sara jadu sabko malum hai aapko. Aap kiski taraf se yudh karne wale ho? Whom you going to fight for and against?" He said, "I am going to fight against the weaker side." Are weaker side? He did not say Pandava. He did not say Kaurava. I am going to fight against the weaker side. What do you mean? When I go to the battle of Kurukshetra, anyone who is weak, I'll fight for him. And as soon as they start winning, there are other parties losing, then I'll go to the other party and fight for them. So Krishna said, "Koi gadbad hai idhar to. Koi talmel hi nahi idhar to." Looks to be a very secular person, right? So Krishna understood that this person entering battle of Kurukshetra may create havoc. Kuch to karna chahiye. He needs glory. Use bahut glory chahiye, apna naam chahiye usko. Krishna decided, "I'll give him name without his intervention." So Krishna said, "Dekho, aap battle of Kurukshetra mein ja rahe hain, aapko bada blessings vagaire chahiye, grace chahiye. Main brahman hu, aapko bahut aashirwad dunga. Lekin mujhe bhi kuch karna padega aapko." Bola, "Haan, kyun nahi? Aisa kabhi hua nahi kisne kuch manga hai aur maine diya nahi kisi ko." So Krishna said, "Well, are you promising me that you will give me what I want?" He said, "Yes." Krishna said, "I want You are a head without the body. Parvati got shocked. Aisa koi maang raha hai bhi. Main to bol diya, postal check de diya sign karke. But Barbaric was very honest also. थोड़ा कम था लेकिन ऑनेस्ट था. आजकल हम ऑनेस्ट देखते हैं लेकिन कम देखते नहीं, दोनों देखना चाहिए. इफ समवन इज वेरी ऑनेस्ट बट यहां कम है, विल यू गिव हिम अ गन मशीन? नेवर. बिकॉज ऑनेस्टली यू विल फील ही इज रॉन्ग एंड यू विल शूट हिम. मुझे लगा दिखने में तो ऑनेस्ट गड़बड़ है तो उसको उड़ा लिया मैंने. सो ही नीड्स सम इंटेलिजेंस ऑल्सो टू यूज हिज ऑनेस्टी. सो कृष्णा सेड आई वॉन्ट यू हेड. Then he understood, now I am going to die. There is no other way. Krishna, he said, who are you? Tell me. From the way you are talking to me and you are asking things, I know you are someone special. You are not a Brahmana. And Krishna said, whom do you think I am? Maybe you are Krishna. So Krishna showed his form, bought a Sudarshan Chakra and said, can I use it now on your head to do surgery? So aapne bola, blessings bhi denge na mujhe. To mujhe blessing chahiye. What blessings you want? See, I came to get some glory in the battle of Kurukshetra. So now, if you kill me, I will not be able to see the battle. At least do one thing. I want to watch the entire battle. Can you give me some concession for that? Krishna said, okay. I'll cut your head, but I'll make your head immortal till the battle of Kurukshetra is there. And I'll give you a place. And Krishna did that. Krishna cut his head. And after that, there's a big hill on the battle of Kurukshetra somewhere. कृष्ण क्रिएटेड अ बिग पोल, उस पोल के ऊपर उसका सर लगा दिया और कहा यहां से पूरा दिखेगा आपको. एंड आई विल गिव यू पावर दैट यू कैन सी ऑल जूमिंग, यू नो, यू कैन गो इनसाइड एंड जूम एवरीवेयर एंड यू कैन इवन जूम ऑल ओवर द बैटल एंड ऑल्सो द इंटेंशंस ऑफ द वॉरियर्स. यू जस्ट डोंट जूम इन ऑन द क्लोज बट यू ऑल्सो सी देयर हार्ट्स व्हाट्स हैपनिंग. भरभरी वॉज वेरी हैप्पी. सो हिज हेड वॉज कट. Krishna put the head on the pole and he saw the entire battle of Kurukshetra live. It was the first live show. So after the battle of Kurukshetra was over, who won? Pandavas won. So in the Pandavas camp, they were one time sitting and they were in a very natural mood and they were discussing, who is the hero of this battle of Kurukshetra? Someone said, Arjun. Krishna was not there actually that time. Someone said, Arjun ne kiya kaam bada. Ne, Bhim Sen. So putra ko kisne mara? Dhritarashtra ke Bhim Sen ne mara. So someone was saying, Arjuna, someone was saying, Bhim Sen. And Arjuna was thinking, maybe me, maybe Bhim Sen, we do not know. But suddenly Arjuna got an idea. Let's ask a neutral person. So they knew about Barbaric. So they went to Barbaric and asked him, whom do you think is the hero of this battle of Kurukshetra? Arjuna or Bhima? And Barbaric smiled and said, none of you. Dono bhi nahi. Aur kya baat hai? Man of the match wale do contender hai, dono ko bhi nahi, kisi ko mil rahe hai. Who is that man of the match? Who is the man of the series? And Barbaric said, aap sabko laga ki aap log ne bahut logo khatam kiya, mara. लेकिन मैं देख रहा था, मुझे जूम इन कैमरा आ रहा था कृष्ण ने. आई वॉज सींग दैट यू आर जस्ट मूविंग योर हैंड्स बट द मेन एक्टिंग वॉज डन बाय कृष्ण हु वॉज स्टैंडिंग देयर एंड ही वॉज टेलिंग सुदर्शन चक्र गो किल. सो इट लुक लाइक अर्जुन वॉज किलिंग समवन और भीमसेन वॉज किलिंग समवन बट इट वॉज सुदर्शन चक्र हु वॉज किलिंग. सो कृष्ण वॉज एक्चुअली रनिंग द होल बैटल शो and giving credit to all of you. So the main hero is Krishna, he said. He was like that X factor, invisible. But the main person, without his grace, the battle of Kurukshetra would never be won by Pandavas. It's a fact. Because Pandavas had less army and Kauravas had a bigger army. In fact, when Kauravas also, I'll tell you a nice story, it just reminds me. When Kauravas, the came for battle of Kurukshetra, they were the one who designed the contract of battle of Kurukshetra, how things will happen. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj saw the contract, he started sweating, perspiring, confused. Ye contract hai kya hai? Match fixing lag raha hai to ye. कॉन्ट्रैक्ट में क्या लिखा था, इफ इवन वन पांडव डाइज कौरव विन एंड टिल ऑल 100 कौरवास डाई पांडवास विल नॉट विन. क्या कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है ना. सेकेंड कॉन्ट्रैक्ट, सेकेंड पॉइंट, इन 18 डेज इफ पांडवास डू नॉट किल ऑल 100 कौरवास डिफॉल्ट कौरवास विन. सो वेन देर आर मेनी थिंग्स आई एम नॉट मेंशनिंग, व्हेन युधिष्ठिर महाराज सॉ दैट बोले ये क्या है, तो मैच फिक्सिंग हो गया इधर. सो ही वॉज वेरी नर्वस बट ही न्यू दिस वन पर्सन आई कैन ऑलवेज लुक अपॉन, कृष्ण वॉज देयर. सो ही सॉ कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण सेड साइन कर दो एंड युधिष्ठिर गॉट दैट कॉन्फिडेंस, साइंड इट एंड देन यू नो द हिस्ट्री व्हाट हैपेंड. With all those two contracts, still Pandavas were winning. Why? Because of the grace of Krishna. So there are four factors like the salt, invisible, but that's one of the ingredients which makes the taste for the khichdi. And that is grace. So life is all about not just talent, but also attitude. Not just attitude, but also character, but also for looking for grace. And grace is all about collecting blessings. अगर जीवन में सक्सेसफुल होना है ना, बहुत आशीर्वाद चाहिए. अपने एक टांग पे दो टांग पे नहीं खड़े रह सकते हम, हमको बहुत टांग चाहिए. इसे टांग छूना चाहिए ब्लेसिंग्स के लिए. सो ग्रेस कम्स बाय ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ पीपल अराउंड यू, आवर एल्डर्स, आवर सुपीरियर्स, आवर फ्रेंड्स. ब्लेसिंग्स आर कंपेयर टू इनटेंजिबल करेंसी विच कैन बाय इंग्रीडियंट्स फॉर सक्सेस. So the example is again given of Pandavas. How Pandavas, when they came for battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthir Maharaj got down from the chariot before the battle, removed his helmet, put all his sword, everything, went walking to the other party and offered Dandavat Pranam to Bhishma, Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Fear nahi tha kuch. Arre jaunga, pata nahi, koi hai aisa, maar diya to. He went for blessings. So when he went for blessings, Bhishma became very happy. Dronacharya became very happy. Kripacharya. In fact, Bhishma said, I was waiting for you to come. I knew you will come because you are of that man of character. So you will not depend on your own strength. Even if you are Krishna, you will come for blessings of elders. So you came. And when you are coming now, I'll give you blessings. Vijay Bhava. So Bhishma said, Vijay Bhava. Dronacharya said, Vijay Bhava. Kripacharya said, विजय भव. देखो पहले ही विजय भव, चालू होने के पहले तीन मेन लोगों ने बोल दिया ऑल विक्ट्री टू यू. दिस इज हाउ युधिष्ठिर महाराज गॉट ब्लेसिंग्स. अर्जुन ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड ब्लेसिंग्स बट ही हैड हिज यूनिक स्टाइल ऑफ टेकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स. ही डिड नॉट गेट डाउन एंड गो देयर. ही ब्रॉट हिज वन एरो आउट, चैंटेड सम मंत्र एंड ही शूट दैट एरो वेंट एंड डायरेक्टली वेंट नियर द लोटस फीट ऑफ भीष्म. That was his style of taking blessings. Took another arrow, and that arrow hit the near the shoes of Dronacharya. And Dronacharya was very pleased the way he took blessings. Kimti arrow unhone charano ko arpan kar diya. Kripacharya also same. So Pandavas, they had everything, but they always looked for grace. So that is also very important to grow in, to go in life, to have grace. So we need to know that this grace factor is very important. Grace of Lord, grace of higher powers. I'll give an example. When you fly on an airplane, they make an announcement that now we're going to take off. Kindly switch off all your gadgets. You can do now also. Kindly switch off all your gadgets. Why? They say that it will interfere in you ascending to a higher plane. प्लेन को नीचे के लोअर प्लेन से ऊपर प्लेन लेके जाने में आपका वो दूसरा जो गैजेट है ना वो इंटरफेयर करेगा. सो नाइस लेसन टू लर्न. सिमिलरली व्हेन यू कनेक्ट विद गॉड, कनेक्ट विद ग्रेस ऑफ गॉड, यू गोइंग फ्रॉम अ लोअर प्लेन टू हायर प्लेन. एट दैट टाइम काइंडली कीप योर गैजेट्स स्विच ऑफ बिकॉज दे मे इंटरफेयर इन योर कनेक्शन विद गॉड. So especially when devotees are there who are chanting, coming for darshan, मंदिर में आने के बाद बोलने की आवश्यकता नहीं, पहले ही उसको साइलेंट कर दो, आपका मोबाइल शांत, आपका मन प्रशांत. इट इज वेरी नाइस व्हेन यू कनेक्ट विद हायर पावर्स. जस्ट इमेजिन यू आर ऑल ग्रोन अप एंड यू हैव सम स्टूडेंट्स, यंग बॉयज हु आर योर स्टूडेंट्स, एंड यू आर टॉकिंग विद देम समथिंग सीरियस एंड दे आर टॉकिंग टू यू बट दे आर ऑल्सो लुकिंग एट मोबाइल. हाँ, व्हाट यू विल फील? यू विल फील गुड? इतना इंपॉर्टेंट चीज बोल रहा हूं, ये ध्यान भी देने रहा है. दैट्स व्हाट हैपन. वी आर कमिंग फॉर सम हायर ग्रेस एंड ब्लेसिंग्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ लॉर्ड, उसके बीच मोबाइल घूम रहे हैं, बज रहे हैं, और व्हाट्सएप करे और भगवान का दर्शन नहीं, प्रेयर्स नहीं, पहले व्हाट्सएप में फोटो निकाल के भेज रहे कि मैं चौपाटी मंदिर में आया हूं. अरे भाई, तू पहले आया और देख के पहले बाद दूसरे को बता कि आया करके. लाइफ इज ऑल अबाउट जस्ट टेकिंग फोटोज एंड सेंडिंग इट. सो वी आर गेटिंग फोटोज बट वी आर नॉट गेटिंग ब्लेसिंग्स, वी आर नॉट गेटिंग ग्रेस, we are disgrace. So therefore we need to connect. When we connect to higher plane, what happens? We have to disconnect with the lower plane. See, there is one nice example given that life is like a big jigsaw puzzle. dekha aapne na, wo pura khali hota hai, usme ek dalna padta hai, fir aur ek dalenge, aisa aur dalenge, then it becomes a big map of India. But life is like a big saw puzzle where some slots you have that jut, but some you don't have. So when you put whatever you have, it is still incomplete. Life is all that. You will not have everything in your life to put exactly. So life is all about some juts which you can put on the slot and some empty things. So life is like playing together. Whatever you lack, others will provide. Whatever they lack, you provide. So what happens? Someone comes and he has those juts which you do not have, and he puts, and together you make the whole map of India. That's called life. So someone's strength is other's weakness. So if your strength is there, you can help someone who is weak, and if someone is very like your weakness, you can take help those who are very strong. In this way we can see that how co-jointly, with a proper attitude, proper talent, proper character, with grace of the Lord, you can achieve success. Therefore there is saying, talent alone will make you arrogant, talent plus attitude will make you malleable means adjustable, talent and attitude and character will make you trustable, and finally talent plus attitude plus character plus grace will make you successful. So therefore we require all these four ingredients to go up in life. I have to remind again everyone that we are focusing on the first thing now. What is the first thing we are discussing now? Going up in life. And the next thing now we'll focus on growing up in life. Right? So going up, we require four things: talent, attitude, character, grace. Now let's see about growing up. It is difficult to go up, definitely, but it's more difficult to stay up. Like this beautiful saying is there: if leaders have to give up to go up, then they have to give up even more to stay up. There is a lot of sacrifice in reaching the top goal, but to remain in the top goal there is more sacrifice. Therefore, this is another ball game altogether. One is to go up, reach. One is stay up. So, go up ka dekh liya. Abhi hum grow up pe dekhenge. How to grow up? And growing is all about another set of sutras. How we can actually grow in our life. We are living in this age of fast things, right? Fast food, fast cars, fast trains, bullet trains. Fast gadgets, fast friends. Aaj banaya, kal delete kar diya. And therefore we expect in our life fast solutions also. Sabka solution fast milna chahiye, right? But let me tell you one thing, that if you read the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, beautiful stories of great warriors, an amazing thing you learn that they were never seeking fast solutions. They were patient enough to wait. And that waiting period was not boring for them. That waiting period itself was part of success. Example of Krishna. Krishna was born to kill whom? Kamsa. So Krishna killed Kamsa immediately. He was born. He was in Mathura only. Kamsa was in Mathura. And Kamsa was going to come also to meet him. Because he came before also. Six children he came and killed. So expected tha, Krishna was going to kill him. Easily kill ho gaya kaam. But Krishna knew time is not right. Krishna waited for 11 years. 11 saal ke baad Vrindavan se Mathura aaye aur baad mein mara. Do you find this as a failure? In that 11 years, so many beautiful leelas took place. We are enjoying that leela. Right? And apart from that, Krishna also killed so many demons. He thought, kam se kam nipat lenge baad mein. Pehle usko bhejne do. Ek ek ko. One devotee was mentioning, Krishna and Kamsa, they had a unique relationship. Krishna was Bhanja, Kamsa was Mama. Mama Bhanji. So Krishna was waiting in Vrindavan. Mama ne kuch khilona bheja nahi. To pehle khilona aayi, putra. To kya hota hai, jab khilona aata hai, bachcha khelta hai ki nahi? Khelne ke baad, tod deta hai. Naya khilona aayega na phir. To tod diya khelne ke baad. To dusra khilona bheja mama ne. To aise kar 11 saal Krishna ne bahut khilona khele aur tod diya. फिर देखा ये खिलौना कम पड़ रहा है ओरिजिनल सोर्स में ही जाते हैं मामा के पास सो आफ्टर 11 इयर्स कृष्णा वेंट टू मथुरा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड व्हेन ही कम्स इन हिज इंकार्नेशन ही इज सपोज्ड टू डू द एक्ट ऑफ किलिंग कम्सा बट ही आल्सो वेट्स बिकॉज ही कंसीडर्स दैट वेटिंग इज आल्सो इंपॉर्टेंट इन आवर लाइफ मेनी टाइम्स वी हैव टू वेट टाइम इज नॉट राइट दैट वेटिंग इज आल्सो गुड दैट वेटिंग इज आल्सो पार्ट ऑफ सक्सेस Have you seen a good orchestra? In orchestra, you'll find people who are playing drum, violin, flute, someone is singing, and there is one main orchestra player, you know, who says, he's been like this, you know. Aur uske chhadi pe sab log ga rahe, beech mein aisa karta hai, to wo band ho jata hai, phir chalu karta hai. To it may look the violinist may think, arre yaar, band kar diya mera. Achha, maja na ho main. बोला अब रोक दे तो रोक गया अभी इसको बजाने बोल रहे हैं डू द वायलिनिस्ट थिंग लाइक दैट मैं थोड़ा मैं बजा लेता बीच चलता है ही नोस कि मैं बजा नहीं रहा हूं मुझे समझ नहीं आ रहा क्या हो रहा है बिकॉज एवरीवन इज डूइंग देयर ओन चार्ट राइट लेकिन जो सामने ऑडियंस बैठ रहा है उसको आनंद आ रहा है वायलिन बंद हो गया अभी फ्लूट चालू हो गया फिर मृदंग चालू हो गया फिर वायलिन चालू हो गया तो वो सिंफनी जो है ना ऑडियंस इज अप्रिशिएटिंग The violinist has to know that there is a symphony in our life. Sometimes we have to stop, which is good for us. Like we were playing now, Jai Chachandan was singing beautiful kirtan, right? And there was someone playing mridanga also. How do you play mridanga? Those who do not know how to play mridanga, they will play like this. Dar, 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 dar. But those who know nice mridanga playing, what they will do? They will pray and suddenly they will break, wait, and then again bull, right? So that gap in the mridang is not a failure. That stop is good. It creates symphony. It creates music. So life is all about music. Sometimes there is break in our life. We have to wait, patience. Krishna waited how many years? 11 years. But he was not waiting. Kab aayega, kabhi chance milega. He did many other things also that time. He could not fulfill one mission, but he fulfilled some other missions. So he kept himself engaged. But when time came right, then he came to Mathura and killed Kamsa. So this is how we need to also, while growing up, know that we are not alone in this world. We are not the only performer. We have people around us who are also performing along with us. And people who are in the audience are waiting for the whole performance, not just our performance. Sometimes we keeping quiet, or sometimes it's actually good. It's a totally good overall performance. And that is called as growing up. Because when you go up, you are alone. But you want to stay up, you have to stay with those who are with you. Therefore, growing up is more challenging than going up. Going up is challenging, definitely. But growing up is more challenging. So how to grow up? Success Sutra 1. Update your 3 A's. acceptance, appreciation and acknowledgement. Acceptance. Accept who you are and also accept who is around you, who they represent. Don't push yourself on others. And don't expect too much from your own self, comparing too much. Acceptance. Benjamin Franklin, a very well-known author, he writes, who is wise? Who is wise? Someone may say, I am wise. Then he asks, who is wise? Who is powerful? Someone may say, I am powerful. Then he asks, who is rich? Someone may raise his hand, I am rich. And then Franklin asks, who is wise? Who is powerful? Who is rich? Who is that? And then he says, nobody. There is nobody in this world who has everything. People will always have something and lack a lot. And that will be the style of everyone in this world. So don't have to worry. So don't expect that you will become perfect. And please do not expect others to be also perfect. I am not perfect. Others are also not perfect. So someone is very big and huge, a main person. His success also depends on many other people. He needs to know that. Like for example, a company employer, he is creating production in his factory, right? Is he the only successful person in the factory? It depends on his staff, it depends on his employees, and all they work together and he becomes successful. So the people who are talented, successful in their life should also know that my success is dependent on the environment I stay, people I stay with. So their success and my success are together. I'll give an example. Prabhupada gave a wonderful example. You see huge ships, they go on ocean. And big, you know, ships, they are going on water and they are trying to stay floating. They can go through any dangerous weathers. So they are all big ships and they can fight big storms. But when they come close to a harbor, a port, Prabhupada said, they cannot actually park themselves. Big boats cannot park. So a small boat comes. It ties a knot to the big boat. And a small boat carries the big boat and parks it. I can work in oceans, but at harbor if I start working, then I will run into accidents. So big boats depend on small boats. I'll give another example. Sometimes you go on airplanes, big airplanes, they are flying in the air, 18 hours journey non-stop, 16 hours journey non-stop, and they land and everyone claps. But when they come very close to the porting, where the place where they park, they require one person attendant. He says, he does like this, Ati, ow, ow, I say, park karo. वो जो अटेंडेंट है ना वो पायलट भी नहीं है लेकिन पायलट को उसको सुनना पड़ता है पायलट इज अ हाई क्वालिफाइड पर्सन अटेंडेंट को ज्यादा मालूम नहीं है उसको इतना मालूम है कि इधर से ये इधर आना चाहिए बस वो ऐसा सा बुला रहा है वो बराबर उसको फॉलो कर रहा है और कभी कभी रिवर्स टर्न मारने में भी हेल्प लगता है प्लेन को उसी प्लेन को द एरोप्लेन द ड्राइवर पायलट हैज टू लुक एट द अटेंडेंट वो ऐसा बुला रहा है आ जा करके समटाइम्स देयर इज अ जीप अ स्मॉल कार They tag the jeep and the jeep carries the plane behind. So what do you see? Itna bada plane hai, itna bada ship hai. But he knows, the ship wala knows, the plane wala knows that mera shortcoming kuch hai. Wahan par ye chota aadmi hoga lekin mujhe madad kar raha hai. And together the whole work is done. So that is called as acceptance. Big ship or big flight, everyone requires help. In Ramayana, we find Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman. They were not just brothers, they were very closely tagged in. इतने सुंदर उनका अभी भी लोग बोलते हैं राम लक्ष्मण की जोड़ी बोलते हैं कैसे It was big challenge for Ram and Lakshman to stay together. because their nature did not match. Ram was very maryada and Lakshman was very angered, easily angered person. Ram was super cool. But they went together. Ram knew Lakshman had a very wonderful, beautiful character. But he also knew that Lakshman also had some little negative things also. That was, he could not control his anger. He would become very angry very fast. So what did Ram do? Ram did not judge Lakshman based on his bad qualities. Ram encouraged Lakshman for his good and he adjusted his bad. And Lakshman was very happy about it. And that's why Ram and Lakshman stayed together throughout in the Vanavas. There was no fight amongst themselves, no difference of opinion. They stayed together. And Lakshman was ready to sacrifice for Ram. So it was Ram tolerating Lakshman. Now Lakshman also had to tolerate Ram many times. Right? Because Ram was full of values. And sometimes he told Lakshman to do something which Lakshman did not want. Like he told Lakshman that as per values, Sita was staying in Ravana's Lanka. So before I accept her, we should do some test. Fire test. So you arrange fire test. Lakshman said, Bhapre. For her, Sita was like second mother. But he had to because he had to hear Ram, anger brother. So he went and did that fire test. Sita went through it unhurt. And she was successful. Lakshman did not like it, but he had to do it. And then one later, Lakshman had to take Sita and put her in exile with Valmiki Muni's ashram. Lakshman did that also. Lakshman tolerated Lord Ram's that value-centric life. However, Lakshman when got the next chance, when the next avatar came and Lord Ram asked him, when the time came to come, Lord Lakshman, he begged one favor. Okay, I am ready to work with you. I am with you, everything for you. But next time I will become big brother. So he adjusted whole life and when he got chance, then he expressed his desire to become big brother. So that he will not be entangled in doing all his value things. You know, if he doesn't want, he will not do because big brother. So this is the chemistry of matching between Ram Lakshman. The same Ram Lakshman, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai. They are Lord, but we can see the human lessons they teach. That they had their own natures, but they adjusted. Right? They adjusted each other. So therefore, when we are staying in a relationship, in a family, in a society, in a nation, we need to adjust. We need to accept that we have frailties and we need to also accept that people also have their weaknesses. Now, the second is appreciation. The first is acceptance, second is appreciation, updating our A. Appreciation. Appreciation is compared to a magical carpet that will take you higher and higher in life. Magical carpet. But for developing this art of appreciation, we need to learn that magical carpet is not available in market. Magical carpet milta hai aapko market mein kahin jaake. You can get carpet but not magical carpet. So magical carpet is also very rare to find. But we can develop that art. Art of appreciating. Appreciation ka matlab kya hai? Dusro ka badhai karna. Badhai ki nahi? That's called appreciation, simple Hindi language. Dusro ke badhai karna. लेकिन एप्रिसिएशन करने के पहले जान लो फ्लैटरी नहीं करना चाहिए. फ्लैटरी यानी कुछ तो बोल देने का, बस मुंह में आया बोल दिया. उसको अच्छा लगना चाहिए, यानी उसको अच्छा लगना चाहिए कि उसको अच्छा लगना चाहिए कि मैं अच्छा हूं. दैट्स कॉल्ड फ्लैटरी. फ्लैटरी इज ऑल अबाउट व्हाट, प्रभु जी आप कितने अच्छे हैं. क्यों अच्छे मालूम नहीं, लेकिन आप सच में अच्छे हैं. अब क्या बोलू, इतना बोलने टाइम नहीं मेरे पास, ये अच्छे है कि ना. दैट्स कॉल्ड फ्लैटरी. राइट? नाउ इफ यू वांट टू अप्रिशिएट जय सचिन नंदन पू, प्रभु यू आर सच अ नाइस सिंगर, इज दैट फ्लैटरी? नो, इट्स राइट. प्रभु यू आर नाइस डांसर. बट इसे प्रभु इतना सब करते, आप कीर्तन लीड करते, डांसिंग करते, चलो प्रेरणा में मेरे आगे बैठ जाओ और थोड़ा लेक्चर भी दे दो, सब हो जाएगा. प्रभु जी भगवान ने टैलेंट दिया है आपको तो ये भी हो जाएगा. नो, ही हैज हिज ओन साइड एंड वी हैव आवर ओन साइड. वी कैन नॉट जंप और पुश एनीवन एल्स. सो फ्लैटरी मींस यू स्पीक थ्रू अवर टंग ओनली. इवन टंग इज एंगेज इन फ्लैटरी. बट वी वांट टू अप्रिशिएट, Not just tongue, there are many more things. In appreciation, you have to engage your eyes to see something good in him. Dekhna padega, jhaak ke. Upar se dikhega nahi wo, jhaakna padega. Kasht karna padega. Kisi ko appreciate karna hai, kisi ka badakpan dekhna hai, to aankh khol ke dekhna padega. Dusra, kaan se sunna padega uske baare mein. Log kya bol rahe hai, kya suna uske baare mein. If I tell something about you, let's say for example, your name is Kapil. And if I am speaking Kapil, you know, Kapil, aisa, aisa. So immediately your ears will come. Kya bol rahe hai mere baare mein, hai na? Even though you are engaged in talking to someone else, किसी से बात कर रहे तू, लेकिन तेरा नाम सुन लिया तो क्या होगा, वो बात भूल गया, तेरा पूरा अटेंशन है मेरे बारे में क्या बोल रहे. दिस सेम एटीट्यूड शुड बी अबाउट अदर्स. इफ यू आर नॉट कपिल, इफ समवन स्पीक्स अबाउट कपिल, यू शुड वेरी अटेंटिव. क्या बोल रहे, अच्छा बोल रहे, अरे हाँ सच में. नोट करना चाहिए, यू शुड बी ईगर टू लिसन. थर्ड, आफ्टर यू सी, आफ्टर यू लिसन, then use your intelligence to analyze what you saw and what you heard. And then when you speak, those words will not come from a tongue. It will come from your heart. And that words, those words which come from your heart, will nourish, strengthen and encourage the other person. He'll feel elated. Right? He'll feel elated. Sometimes small children go to parents and, father, you are so nice. तो पिताजी बोलते क्या चाहिए बता, बता ये ऐसे ही बोल रहे, कुछ तो एजेंडा है. बट समटाइम्स यू नो व्हेन वी जेन्युइनली गो एंड टेल आवर फादर और मदर और एल्डर्स यू नो समथिंग गुड, देन इसे क्या हो गया, नहीं मुझे अच्छा लगा बहुत इसलिए मैं बोला. दे बिकम वेरी हैप्पी दैट जेन्युइनली यू हैव कम. इट्स नॉट अ फ्लैटरी. सो एप्रिसिएशन हैज टू बी देयर इन आवर लाइफ. द पशुविलास मेंशंस इन हिज बुक दैट एप्रिसिएशन मीन्स राइडिंग ऑन अ बाइक, 5cc bike with engine, 5cc engine. Our appreciation should be not once in a year. साल में एक बार टाइमर लगा दिया, आज appreciate करना है. नहीं, it should be continuous. It should be constant. एक दिन किया, दूसरे दिन भूल गया, नहीं. It should come out naturally. This is how appreciation has to be developed. Continuous, constant appreciation should be constructive. Appreciation should be contemplative and appreciation should be conscious. And if you have this bike of, when you're riding this bike of 5cc engine appreciation, then what will happen? Amazing thing will happen. The opposite person whom you're appreciating, he will add 2cc more in that engine. And that 2cc is, he will become contagious. He will see that you are appreciating him. He will start appreciating you. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So he will start appreciating whom? You. So discussing about what? 5cc engine of appreciation. Continuous, constant, constructive, contemplative and conscious. And the other person after hearing appreciation will add 2cc. Your appreciation will become so contagious, the opposite person will start appreciating you. And that will lead to change in heart of each other. And the relationship will thrive and will become successful. It can be a friend, it can be parents, it can be anyone. And that is how we can develop the appreciation mood. So the experts say that if you are not able to appreciate someone, spend time quality. Developing the mood of appreciation. Start thinking of others good. Maybe you'll have to write down also. कोई अच्छा देखा तो लिख के रख लो. क्योंकि अपना अच्छा हमें हमारे मेमोरी में चले जाता है, दूसरों का अच्छा नहीं रहता है, इरेज हो जाता है. So लिख के रखा करो. Catch them good doing right things. Right? Catch them doing right things. We often catch people doing wrong things. Catch them doing right things and appreciate. There's a sutra for this appreciation. Appreciate people in public. But if you want to correct them, do in private. What we do in our life? Ulta. Correct in public and appreciate sometimes. Akele mein. Achha hai tu yaar bahut. Should be ulta. Appreciate in public and correct in private. one very wise gentleman, he said, today people are not hungry for food, people are hungry for love and appreciation. इस दुनिया में आजकल प्रेम और लोगों की सद्भावना कम है. आज लोगों को चाहिए. People are waiting to be appreciated. लोग अपने बारे में लिख रहे हैं, अपना ब्लॉग खोल रहे हैं, अपना प्रोफाइल अपडेट कर रहे हैं, दूसरों का प्रोफाइल के बारे में कुछ भी नहीं. इफ यू सी एनी वीडियोज इन यूट्यूब, वेन यू सी कमेंट कॉलम, यू विल सी लेस पीपल आर ग्लोरिफाइंग, मोर आर कमेंटिंग रॉन्गली ऑन दैट पर्सन. राइट? पीपल डोंट राइट कमेंट्स, पॉजिटिव कमेंट तो लिखते नहीं है. हाँ, नेगेटिव हो तो लिखते हैं. ये आज का दुनिया का रीट है कि पॉजिटिव लिखने को क्या लिखने का, छोड़ दो. नेगेटिव है तो इमीडिएट लिख दो. दिस इज द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ वर्ल्ड वी आर स्टेइंग इन. सो इफ यू वांट टू ग्रो अप एक्चुअली इन आवर लाइफ, वी नीड टू डेवलप द हैबिट ऑफ एप्रिशिएशन. सो एक्सेप्टेंस, एप्रिशिएशन, थर्ड इज एक्नॉलेजमेंट. वी शुड एक्नॉलेज फॉर ऑल द नाइस थिंग्स पीपल हैव डन टू अस, the help we have got so far in our life. Like the example is there of Ram and Sita. When the battle of Lanka was over, Ravan was killed and Sita came back to Lord Ram. Lord Ram saw the calendar and he came to know, अरे एक साल हो गया, आज last day, एक ही दिन बचा था कुछ, and I have to reach where? Ayodhya, I have promised, and Bharat had told me if I stayed even extra one day after 14 years, if I do not come, Bharat said, I will commit suicide. So Ram was now worrying about Bharat. Kya karna chahiye? Itne din, took so many months to come to Lanka walking, and I have to go back. So Vibhishan came and told Lord Ram, don't worry, Ravan ka sab kuch apna hi hai abhi. Ravan ki pushpak viman bhi hai, chalo usme jaate hai. So Ram said, what is Pushpak Viman? Pushpak Viman was given by Ravana's brother Kubera, not given, stolen from Kubera. We stole that Pushpak Viman. It is a special Viman. You can all sit, you can just mention where you want to go and it will go at your own speed, what speed you want. You want to go immediately, 1 minute, it will take you. Okay, airplane, dekho. Petrol diesel ki zarur nahi kuch. So Ram was very happy. Ram and Sita sat on the, Ram, Sita, Lakshman sat on the Pushpak Viman. Then everyone was watching them, you know, all the Vanar Sena. And Ram said, aisa kaise akele jao main? I won the battle of Lanka because of all of them, my Vanar Sena. Then saw Vibhishan, are, paint to chota lag raha hai bahut, ye log aa payenge kya? Are, Pushpak Viman mein aisa quality ki sab baith sakte, koi problem nahi, sabko seat milega. So Lord Ram ordered Pushpak Viman, let all the Vanar Senas come in. And all the monkeys came to know, are, chalo, free ticket mil raha hai Ayodhya jane ke liye. Sabne chalang maar ke upar baith gaye, sabko aaram se, bada extend ho gaya, sab baith gaye andar. Puri ki puri Vanar Sena mein Pushpak Viman baith gayi. Ram was very happy, chalo acha hai, inko leke jaate hain Ayodhya mein. So they were going, aur upar se Pushpak Viman se dikha rahe the Lord Ram, that when I was, because Sita was got by Ravan in Pushpak in his own chariot, right? So Ram came walking. So he told Sita that this is the place I stayed here. Then I stayed here and I was looking for you, such. And this is and finally they came to Kishkindha. And Ram said, this is the place where I met Hanuman. I met Sugriva, and from here everything began. Sita then thought, oh, that means all these Vanara Sena, their family members are there in Kishkindha. Ah yes, they are there. So how upar se kyun ja rahe? Chalo niche land karo usko. So the Pushpak Viman landed in Kishkindha Kshetra. And Sita said, it is not that this Vanar Sena, the male member, only helped you. The family members also helped you because they allowed their male members to go and fight. So therefore, they are also equally helpful. So they should also get the credit. So Ram said, okay. So unko bula liya, chalo aajao sab. To pura Kishkindha aagaya uske upar. And the Pushpak Viman was flying. Then Lord Ram remembered, when I started my exile the first day, I had promised one boatman that while returning, I will come and pay him. He had not taken the payment from me. It's a long story. I don't have time for another story. It's this Kevat story, you know. When Kevat was, anyway, I'll tell a little about it. When Kevat took Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman on from one bank of Ganga to another, then Lord Ram wanted to give something to Kevat. So Sita took her ring and told, give this ring to Kevat as a
payment for the taking the boat across. And Kevat said, no, no, I will not take. So Ram said, see, you have to take. Because I am from which Vamsha? Raghu Vamsha. In Raghu Vamsha, we have a principle. We never take anything free. So Navi Bola, that is okay. You are Kshatriya, you have a principle, but I am boat wala. I also have a principle. So what is the principle you have, Ram said? I have a principle that I will never take anything from a person who is of the same profession as mine. Same profession as mine. Ram said, same profession as yours. Said, don't you know, Lord Ram? If one barber who is cutting hair, if he has to cut his own hair, how he'll cut? He'll cut himself. He'll go to his friend barber. And what will happen? The friend barber will charge him? No. Because they know, ek din tumhara baal kat, kal main aapka baal katunga. So friendship, so people are there together in the same profession, they don't charge themselves. Dhobi wala hota hai. Ek dhobi ke paas bahut bada ek din party aa jati, bahut kapda suna hota hai. So other dhobi se aaj mera dhanda kam hai, I'll share. He doesn't get payment, but he shares. Next time he gets the load, then he shares. In same profession, we don't charge. So Lord Ram, that's good example of dhobi and example of barber. But what about your example? You said same profession. How I am same profession? You are a boatman, I am a kshatriya. See, my profession is to take people across. Hai na? Mera kya dhanda hai? Main logo ko paar lagata hu. Aapka toh hi dhanda hai. Logo ko paar lagana. To Ram bole, kya paar lagana? अरे मैं तो गंगा पार लगाता हूं, आप तो संसार के पार लगा देते. सो वी आर सेम प्रोफेशन, सो हाउ कैन आई चार्ज यू. सो लॉर्ड राम बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी, सर बड़ा इंटेलिजेंट आदमी है वो. सो देन ही सेड, बट मेरा वचन तो है, मुझे पूरा करना पड़ेगा. देन केवट सेड, एक काम करते हैं प्रभु रामचंद्र जी, अभी आप जाइए, शायद आपको जरूर पड़ेगा रिंग वगैरह, आपके पास रख लीजिए. एंड व्हेन यू कम बैक देन यू पे मी. सो लॉर्ड राम बिकेम सो हैप्पी, सेड एडवांस में और एक सेवा ले लिया मांग के, कि एक ही सेवा नहीं हो गया, चलो आने के टाइम भी आके जाना, वापस मैं आपको पार लगाऊंगा और तभी देना पेमेंट हो गए. सो लॉर्ड राम रिमेंबर्ड, आई हैव टू गिव पेमेंट टू दिस गाय. सो लॉर्ड राम गॉट डाउन एट दैट प्लेस एंड ही रेसिप्रोकेटेड विद केवट. And Lord Ram was thinking, everyone is acknowledging me and I am acknowledging everyone else. What about Bharat? Is Bharat really waiting for me? Or is that just he spoke like that? So he said, Hanumanji, you go ahead, advance party. Go and check. You just go and tell Hanumanji, you go and tell Bharat, ki main aa raha hu karke, and see the expression on his face. If he feels very happy, then I'll go. If he feels okay, that means he is not so happy. I will not go to Ayodhya. Let him rule Ayodhya. I will go somewhere else. That was Lord Ram's sacrifice. So Hanumanji went. So Ayodhya mein dekhe nahi Bharat kahin par. To isne bola, wo to Ayodhya mein rehte hi nahi ho. Ayodhya ke bahar Nandi gram hai, wahan rehte hai. We went there in that ashram. No one was there. Then he saw inside the ground there was a hole. In that Bharat was staying. Bharat was staying in the ground, you know why? Below. Because he's thinking, Ram is sleeping on the ground. How can I sleep on the same level? So he dug a hole inside the ground. And in the hole he was staying. Niche hona chahiye mera level. So Hanumanji understood this. Bharat is a special person. And told Bharat, Lord Ram is already just on the outskirts of Ayodhya. And Bharat became so happy. Chanting, Hari Bol, like that, you know. And Hanuman bola, Hari Bol karne do, main aata udke. फिर गया एंड राम जी को बोला, अरे हरिबोल कर रहे हैं, आ जाओ. लॉर्ड राम केम एंड एक्नोलेज भरत एंड टू देम टू गेट हिम. सो दिस इज कॉल्ड हाउ. सी, दिस इज नॉट जस्ट अ स्टोरी, दिस स्टोरी वॉज एनेक्टेड फॉर अस टू लर्न फ्रॉम दैट, राइट. सुनने में जो आनंद आ रहा है, जो सोचिए अगर हमारे जीवन में ऐसा होता होगा कैसे होगा, हमारे रिलेशनशिप इतने स्ट्रांग होंगे, हमारे आसपास, हमारे फैमिली में, हमारे दोस्तों में, हमारे घर में, हमारे दफ्तर में, हमारे जॉब में, ये प्रकार का संबंध होगा. सो दैट इज कॉल्ड एज एक्नॉलेजमेंट. सो दिस आर थ्री एज. सक्सेस सूत्र टू इज Revisit your big B. What is big B? Basics. That is a big B. What is revisiting our big B? See, if any cricketer is not able to perform well in his matches, he's not playing good, you know what happens to him? He goes to his coach and asks him, kya ho raha hai? Coach bolte, wohi ye puch raha hu main, kya ho raha hai? Sabse bada problem hai ki the basic shots and everything which you are playing initially, practicing, that basic things you are not practicing now. So now go back to basics. So that cricketer who is not performing well, goes to his nets and starts performing the basic batting techniques which he learned many years back when he was a new person. He has to again brush up that basics. So basic is like going in a foundation. See, when you actually shoot an arrow, the arrow is going which side? Front, right? But to shoot arrow, you have to go back first. Right? Can you shoot arrow like this? No. You have to go first back and then it goes front. So life is all about that. Unless you have strong foundation, what happens? Your basic is not good. You cannot perform well. So we need to revisit our basic. That means we'll perform well, then we don't perform well. We go to a basic, strengthen our life, again perform well. So go to basic is also called in a technical word, going offline. Going offline. You know what is offline? Offline means? Data cut band kar diya. Wi-Fi off kar diya. Offline sunke logo paseena aata kabhi kabhi. Sometimes data cut doesn't work, you know, for just few seconds. And you are so nervous. Kyun aisa ho raha hai? And then you gali to the company also. You got it to the Wi-Fi also. Kya Wi-Fi? Just for a few minutes. But going offline is good. That's called going to basics. Lord Ramchandra would always go offline many times. Sir, kya baat hai? Ramchandra ki data karta kya? Nahi. Lord Ramchandra, what was always in a kingdom, was ruling as a king. But sometimes he would disappear. All over the kaha ke Bhagavan Ramchandra, kaha ke Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra would disappear and not go alone somewhere. He would go and go to some sage's ashram and he would sit down and hear from them. And he would update himself, revisit his basic and come back and again rule the kingdom. So therefore we also need privacy in our life. In that privacy we need to upgrade our own self. Like sometimes, you know, you get a, notations on a mobile, you know. Update available. What happens? Sometimes you have to wait, stop everything and do that update. It's very important, right? But that update takes time. So similarly in our life, we need to update regularly. But for that, you have to take a break. Take a break and upgrade oneself. If you don't upgrade, then you will not grow. And what is upgrading? Upgrading or going offline also means that we need to go to our basics, go to the places where we often get our encouragement. And it's all about what or whom we associate. Association matters a lot. Jaisa sang, vaisa rang. Psychologically, it is already proved. We are what we associate with. In fact, 5 people you associate with regularly, you become like them. Average of them. Sochiye. Hamare jeevan mein hum invariably aise log se associate karte hain jinko humko associate karne ki ichha nahi hai. So if you associate people with such people regularly, what will happen? You will become like that. So what to do? We have to wash ourselves. We have to go and associate with those people who are of good values. Then those values stick to us. Therefore, we are arranging this Prerna festival. What is the reason? That in your career, in your life, you are going around the world associating with so many people. Some are good, mostly are bad. They have their own ideas, they influence you. Negative ideas. Everywhere there is so much of negativity nowadays. So place where you can find positivity. You come and hear positive things about life. You find surcharge. Isliye naam kya? Prerna. Inspiration and joy. Inspiration mil raha hai Anand ke saath mein. So association matters a lot. So, therefore we advise everyone to come regularly in association of great devotees. hear from them, take a break, like Lord Ramchandra took a break. So coming to temple is not a leisure activity, it's a most important activity. Taking a break from our regular life, getting charged up and going. And anyone here who ever moves out of his house in the morning without charging? Everyone make sure if ghar se nikalne ke pehle charging hona chahiye mobile pura, hai na? Jis din charging nahi hua us din tension rehta bahut, aur leke ghumte rehte kahan lagana hai, kahan lagana hai karke, hai na? To pehle charging karke nikalte. To hamare jeevan ko bhi charging chahiye ki nahi? Itna hum hamesha online rehte. So that charging is coming in good association, like coming to this temple for Prerna festival programs. Tomorrow morning, Srimad Bhagavatam classes, Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj is giving. So you can all come, get charged up. Right? That charging is important. And that charging should be on regular intervals. Hear good talks, read books like this, beautiful books. So revisit your big B. And final sutra is sutra number 3. Homework your 3 C's. Care, commitment and clarity. So everyone must have heard about this word yoga, right? Aajkal yoga is a buzzword. Everyone is talking of yoga. One devotee, devotee in our temple, you know, he started an organization, Yogi Plate. Yogi Plate bhi aagaya abhi. Pehle yoga yani sirf exercise tha, Yogi Plate hai, phir kal yogi game hoga. Jo bhi hoga, yoga game sab aagaya abhi. So yoga is not just a healthy body. Now people talk about healthy growth, healthy relationship, happiness. Yoga can connect. So, care. There is a beautiful example given that there is a yoga of caring. Yoga of caring. And just like Ashtanga yoga has 8 limbs. Ashtanga yoga has 8 limbs. Yoga of caring has 3 limbs. The first limb is yoga of interaction. Second is yoga of participation. Third is yoga of non-intervention. What is yoga of interaction? Yoga of interaction means sometimes pull our mind away from our own needs, our own thoughts, our own concerns and focus on someone else's needs, someone else's interest, someone else's concern. In this way we can connect with people. Lord Ram again is an example of caring. Lord Ram, he was a king. But when he would see one of his citizens become successful, he would go to his house and celebrate that person's success. And some other person would fail, Lord Ram would go to that house and cry with that person. It was not like Lord Ram always gives some solution to that person. Sometimes Lord Ram did not give solution, but just empathize with that person. And therefore, Lord Ram was loved by everyone. Why? Because he loved everyone. Simple as that. If you ask someone that mere ko koi prem nahi kar raha hai, koi friendship nahi kar raha hai, maybe you are not doing the same thing with others. That may be a reason for that. So Lord Ram reciprocated about that. Lord Ram cried with others. Lord Ram enjoyed their celebration and happiness also. Yoga participation. Yoga participation is appreciating others' opinion. Even if that opinion is not as powerful as your opinion. Sometimes, apne opinion ko dawa ke, dusre ko opinion lena chichare acha hai, kuch cheez ko banaye rakhne ke liye. Like for example, there is a comparison. There is comparison between Superman and Hanuman. Hanuman and Superman. What is the difference between Superman and Hanuman? Superman, he would always be doing right things. And he had solution to all problems. Hanuman had all that. But Hanuman had something special. Hanuman always appreciated others' value more than his value. Sometimes he had right solution, but he did not speak. Till he gave everyone chance. And then he was asked, "Aap batao." Then he spoke. He did not say, "I'm Hanuman. Kyu puchho re sare ko? Mujhe puchho." He allowed everyone to give. That was the greatness of Hanumanji, that he valued others. And he took feedback from people. Like Hanumanji, when he went to Lanka, and the first time he ever met Sita. So he had to introduce to Hanumanji. Hanumanji had to introduce himself to Sita Devi. So Hanumanji said, "Sita, that I am a small, insignificant messenger of Lord Ram. Main chota ek daas hu." सीता ने कहा कैसे दास छोटे हैं, पूरा लंका उड़ के आए इधर, इतने लोगों को मारा है आपने, आप छोटे कैसे हो सकते हैं? समन इट्स लाइक सीता टेल्स यू लाइक दिस, व्हाट विल से? थैंक यू वेरी मच, राइट? बट हनुमान सेड नो, आई एम रियली स्मॉल. दूत कौन होता है? मैसेंजर, जो कुछ नहीं कर पाएगा उसको भेजते ना, तो मुझे भेजा. मैं इनसिग्निफिकेंट हूं. अगर मैं छलांग मार के आके इतना काम करें तो सोचिए हमारे बाकी सोल्जर्स कितने पावरफुल होंगे, और रामचंद्र जी की क्या बात है. तो आप निसंकोच हो जाइए. दैट वॉज हाउ हनुमान वॉज प्रोजेक्टिंग हिमसेल्फ. ही वैल्यूड अदर्स मोर देन हिमसेल्फ. एंड फाइनली इज योगा ऑफ नॉन इंटरवेंशन, थर्ड वन. योगा ऑफ नॉन इंटरवेंशन इज गिविंग स्पेस टू अदर्स, मेंटेनिंग अ हेल्दी डिस्टेंस इन वन्स रिलेशनशिप, राइट? नॉट इंटरफियरिंग इन अदर्स अननेसेसरीली. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ यू आर ट्रेवलिंग इन लोकल ट्रेन, विच प्लेस और सीट यू प्रेफर? विंडो सीट. एंड वॉट इफ यू गेट विंडो सीट वेयर विच इज अपोजिट डायरेक्शन एंड प्लस नो वन इज सिटिंग इन फ्रंट, राइट? इफ यू हैव मेनी ऑप्शन, विंडो सीट अपोजिट डायरेक्शन, यू विल चूज दैट ऑप्शन वेयर समवन इज नॉट सिटिंग इन फ्रंट, सो दैट अपना पैर आगे करके आराम से बैठेंगे आप. यू नीड स्पेस, राइट? इन फ्लाइट ऑल्सो कोई कोई सीट में स्पेस होता है तो उसको एक्स्ट्रा पैसा देना पड़ता है थोड़ा पैर फैलाने के लिए. एवरी वन नीड्स एक्स्ट्रा स्पेस, लेग स्पेस. हमारी जरूरत है वो, हमारे जीवन में हमको स्पेस चाहिए. सो वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ गिविंग स्पेस टू अदर? मीन्स नॉट स्क्वीजिंग इन टू द प्राइवेट प्रॉपर्टी, प्राइवेट अफेयर्स. पांडवस दे वर फाइव एंड दे वर ऑल फाइव डिफरेंट, बट नो वन टुक अदर स्पेस. अर्जुन नेवर टोल्ड भीमसेन, क्या ये गदा घुमा रहा है, चल तुझे सिखाता हूं धनुर्विद्या. कभी नहीं था. एंड युधिष्ठिर मैं नेवर सेड, मैं हमेशा सत्य बोलता हूं. इतना झूठ बोलते हैं, कभी सत्य बोल? ऐसा बोला कभी? कभी नहीं बोले. नकुल डिड नॉट से आई एम लुकिंग सो ब्यूटिफुल हैंडसम, आपको मैं टिप देता हूं, ब्यूटी टिप्स. And Sahadeva never said, you know, I know so many languages of different animals. Ajo, I'll take some coaching classes for you to learn also. Everyone was super happy in their own thing and they gave space. And the reason was there were five Pandavas with all different swabhav, different nature, but together. That was called giving space to other. They gave space to each other, therefore there was deep bonding. Many of us, what happens, we interfere in our other person's life so much, और ये पक जाता है वो, बोलते यार ये बहुत ज्यादा ही अंदर घुस रहे हैं. They get ऊब जाते हैं, ऊब जाते हैं वो लोग, हर चीज में इंटरफेयर करते हैं. And the best caring person for anyone in this world is Krishna himself. What caring nature he had got. He practiced all these three yogas. Yoga of interaction, yoga of non-intervention, yoga of participation. When he was in Vrindavan, how much caring he was. If you want to call cows, he had a separate melody on the flute, which he knew cows would like. And he would play that flute. When he would call his friends, he had separate melody which they enjoyed. Want to call gopis, a separate melody. He was really caring. He would play flute which everyone will enjoy as per their relish. So everyone relish. Not only everyone relished, but everyone relied upon him. People, because Krishna was caring for everyone so much, when there was danger in Vrindavan, everyone was looking at whom? Krishna. Everyone was running after Krishna. Krishna, please save. Krishna, please save. No one said, Nanda Maharaj, please save. No one said, Yashoda, please save. Everyone to Krishna. Krishna, please save. Because they knew Krishna cared for them. Draupadi, when she was in danger, she initially tried husbands, tried all people in this, and finally she realized, no one cares for me as much as Krishna. And then she called for Krishna, and Krishna was waiting, and Krishna came and helped. So everyone knew very well that Krishna cared. Why? Because he gave everyone their space. Krishna conquered so many empires, but amazing thing, he never became king. Krishna killed Kamsa, and he was supposed to be king of Mathura, but he made whom? Ugrasen. And the result was, everyone loved Krishna. Ugrasen also loved Krishna. Krishna went and helped Bhimsen kill Jarasan. After that, everyone said, Krishna, you become the king. He meant Jarasan's son as the king. And everyone loved Krishna. In this way, Krishna, wherever he went, Hastinapur also, the whole battle of Kurukshetra got over, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. So Krishna gave everyone space, Krishna cared for them, and therefore everyone loved Krishna. So this is the care part. Second part is commitment, right? We're talking about commitment. Three C's. Commitment is become committed to whatever project we have, even though nothing much is happening in that project. I'll give an example from Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a famous temple of Banki Bihari. Very famous temple. People come from all over the world to go to Banki Bihari to take darshan. So there's a lot of rush also there. And there is no VIP line or CIP line. Everyone has to go together. So there are two entries from this side and that side. That's it. And the exit also same. Entry also, exit also same. There is no crowd care like we have in our temple. You just enter, Banki Bihari ki jai. Darshan closes in 2 minutes, opens 1 minute, again closes 2 minutes. So this darshan keeps on going. And you just go, see the Banki Bihari Lord Krishna, and go away. So one very rich man, Sedji, entered, bahut bheed thi andar temple mein. So he entered from one door. And when you enter from one door, what happens? It's like local train, na? You don't have to move. People make you move. From behind they were pushing him. So he kept on going. But his eyes were all what? Lord, Banki Bihari ki jai. सामने से वहां से भी भीड़ आ रही थी, तो वहां से भी एक आदमी को धक्का मार के भीड़ आ रहा था, और दोनों बांके बिहारी के हाथ ऊपर करे और दोनों टक्कर हो गए, धाड़ लगे, और सेठ जी का टक्कर हो गया, सेठ जी बड़ा गुस्से हो गए, टक्कर होने के बाद दोनों नीचे गिर गए, सेठ जी गिर गया तो उसका अहंकार बहुत ठेस हो गया, पहुंच गया उसको, ईगो वॉज क्रस्ट, एंड इमीडिएटली सेड, अंधा है क्या, दिखता है नहीं क्या, ऐसा बोला उसको, तो आदमी बोला हाँ सच में अंधा हो, दिखता नहीं मुझे. Yes, that person is blind. बोले उल्टा बोलता है अंधा है दिखता नहीं अंधा है तो इधर क्यों आया अंधा है तो इधर क्यों आया क्या मिलने वाला है दर्शन तो नहीं होने वाले है कि नहीं तो अंधा सेड मैं दर्शन ले सकता नहीं लेकिन मेरा दर्शन तो भगवान ले रहे ना मैं अपना हाजिरी लगाने आया हूं अटेंडेंस कि रेगुलर आना है भगवान तो मैं आया हूं मुझे समझे नहीं समझे क्या चल रहे हैं इधर लेकिन मैं आऊंगा तो मैं हाजिर लगा दिया व्हेन सेठ जी हर्ड दैट उसका पूरा ईगो जो है ना पंक्चर ही हो गया देन ही रियलाइज अरे ये तो बड़ा अच्छा डिवोटी यार मैं यार कुछ भी नहीं सोचा हमने ही सेड एक्चुअली यू आर रियली कमिंग एंड टेकिंग दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इवन दो यू डोंट हैव आईज बिकॉज यू हैव अ कमिटमेंट यू डोंट हैव सेंसेस यू वॉन्ट टू सी द लॉर्ड बट यू थिंक मैं नहीं देख पा रहा एटलीस्ट भगवान को देखना चाहिए कि मैं हूं आ रहा हूं करके तो उतना कमिटमेंट दे दिया उसने आर वी कमिटेड टू अ प्रोजेक्ट लाइक दैट समटाइम्स व्हेन प्रोजेक्ट गोज वेरी गुड देन वी आर वेरी हैप्पी प्रोजेक्ट गोज वेरी वेरी स्लो से क्या है यार कहां प्रोजेक्ट आ गया गाली देते प्रोजेक्ट को हम लोग रिलेशनशिप गाली देते लोग गाली देते सो वी नीड टू बी कमिटमेंट तो कमिटमेंट के लिए रेगुलरली डू आवर ड्यूटीज दे आर सेइंग दैट यू नो डोंट प्रोक्रास्टिनेट कल के ऊपर कुछ छोड़ो मत आज का काम आज ही करो सेइंग दैट प्रोक्रास्टिनेशन इज लाइक अ फ्यूनरल अंत्येष्टि अंतिम संस्कार किसका प्रोक्रास्टिनेशन लाइक अ फ्यूनरल इन विच यू बर्न द चांस ऑफ सक्सेस देयरफॉर वी शुड लर्न द लेसन फ्रॉम अ लायन एक सिंह होता है ना लायन यू सी व्हेन इज चेजिंग इज प्रे It is not the speed which matters, the velocity at which he is moving. It is the focus which matters. Lion ka speed important nahi hai, uska focus hai. He just focuses on one deer at a time. Us pe pura focus hota hai usko. So commitment also has to be, whatever you're doing, do it now. Don't think of what's remaining. Aap jo kar rahe ho, karo. And finally, the last one is clarity. Clarity is all about stand like a mountain to your principles of life. And then you see that no one's opinion can shake you. No one can influence you badly. I'll end with a nice thing. In his book, Isgras Vajvihari Push shares a very wonderful thing of how one can give a nice service. How can have a nice social industry of service, you know. We're talking about today, service. Everyone, every company is saying, you take us, we guarantee you good service, right? आज सबका वही बोलबाला है, हाँ आपका अच्छा सेवा करेंगे, लेकिन हाँ आजकल की सेवा पता है कैसे आपको ना, तो सच में सेवा करना है तो कैसे सेवा करना चाहिए। देर आर फोर लेवल्स ऑफ सर्विस। द फर्स्ट लेवल ऑफ सेवक, वो सेवक वो बोल रहा है मैं सेवा नहीं करूंगा लेकिन मेवा ही चाहिए मुझे, नो सर्विस ओनली ग्लोरी। वो नाम के लिए खड़ा रहेगा प्रसादम स्टॉल के सामने, सबको लगेगा सेवा कर रहा है, लेकिन वो देख रहा है गुलाब जामुन मिलने वाला है मुझे, दो तीन ले लेता हूं मैं, ओनली ग्लोरी। तो बड़ा टाइम पे आएगा सेवा चालू करने के, लेकिन सेवा नहीं करेगा, अपना काम करके निकल जाएगा। सर्विस, नो सर्विस ओनली ग्लोरी। सेकेंड लेवल, सर्विस भी है ग्लोरी भी है, मैं सेवा करूंगा दो तीन गुलाब जामुन भी लेके जाऊंगा, मैं सबको एक है मैं दो तीन लूंगा, क्यों सेवा किया ना सबको बांटा, इतना मेरे मुंह में पानी आ रहा था वेट किया तो दो तीन ले लिया, वो मेरा हक है, सेवा भी और ग्लोरी भी है। तीसरा लेवल, ये सेकंड सेवक है, आपको लगता है हाईएस्ट होगा नहीं। थर्ड लेवल, ओनली सर्विस नो ग्लोरी, सेवा करूंगा मैं, गुलाब जामुन मिले ना मिले चलेगा, अच्छा है ना, कोई बोल नहीं रहा अभी तक, हंस भी नहीं रहा कोई, ओनली सर्विस एंड नो ग्लोरी। बट दिस इज नॉट द एंड, फोर्थ लेवल, ओनली सर्विस अदर्स ग्लोरी, ये सबसे बेस्ट है। सेवा करो और अगर एक गुलाब जामुन बचा है और आप अकेले ही है, लेकिन उतने में एक व्यक्ति आ रहा है प्रभु जी और एक मिलेगा गुलाब जामुन, तो क्या बोलेंगे आप, व्हाई नॉट टेक, योर ग्लोरी इज माय हैप्पीनेस। सो ओनली सर्विस एंड अदर्स ग्लोरी। सो देयरफॉर देयर इज सेइंग बाय जॉन एडम्स, आवर गोल इज इंपॉर्टेंट बट आवर रोल इज मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट टू, देयरफॉर वी नीड टू लिव एंड वी नीड टू ऑल्सो ग्रो इन आवर लाइफ। तो जॉन एडम्स मेंशंस, If your action inspires other to dream more, if your action inspires other to learn more, if your action inspires other to become more, if your actions inspires others to do more, then you are a real leader, not just leader, you are a grown leader. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So we invite you all for gulab jamun aaj nahi hai, don't worry. So we invite all of you for a wonderful kirtan which is going to happen now. We're going to lead. Yes, Chiran will be a nice kirtan. It's a good, wonderful way of ending your Saturday today. And please come tomorrow for morning Bhagavatam class. And there are important announcements also. All of you, very important. This is, you're mentioning about this book? No. There's a stall downstairs about this book. This book is available for discount price. I do not know what is the price. You can go and check out. All three books are available, but this book available for discount. My maximum lecture was from this book. So you can read this. I'm telling you my secret. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Baldev Prabhu, for such a wonderful session, giving us through different sutras and also with relevant stories from Mahabharata and Ramayana. So let us thank him, thank Baldev Prabhu by loudly chanting three times. Rebo! 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 I hope all of you remembered the sutras. And also we saw how Prabhuji is our role model because he exemplified the sutras that he was speaking. He, through this session, glorified three devotees. He has mentioned that he is discussing from three different books. So he has glorified the three devotees from this wonderful session. So once again, thank him by loudly chanting three times. Ribol! 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 So now we would like to welcome those who have come for this Prerna festival for the first time. Could you please stand on your places? Jo pehli baar Prerna session mein aaya hai. It seems all the temple hall is filled with newcomers. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for taking out your time and coming for this Prerna festival. So, because you have come here for the first time, we have some special things waiting for all of you. So downstairs we have Bhakti Vedanta Hall, where you will be getting your special prasad and also a special gift. So let us give them a big hand by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! You can all sit now. So as Prabhuji has mentioned, all the three books, they are on discount. You will get it at the table underneath, below. Can you keep little silence, please? Hare Krishna, one more announcement before. So next Prerna festival is on 23rd February by His Grace Chaitanya Leela Prabhu. Please note down the dates in your calendar. Now we will be having our kirtan. So do participate in the kirtan. Hare Krishna.